that they wanted.
Well, both teams have their introductions in, which we will touch on here after the national anthem. So keep her posted here, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Black Bear TV, and 105.5 FM WIRI. Beautiful playing of the national anthem as we are inching closer to that opening puck drop, as both teams are going to their respective benches and getting their last minute instructions by their coaching staff, Coach Joe Dibble, as we are just about underway. Starting for Wisconsin Rapids in goal, night two, it will be Deacon Shaw out of West Valley City, Utah. And then after that, it'll be Lucas Nelson out of Welland, Ontario, playing left defense. And left wing, Felix Allstrand, Ulfus, Norway. Then Jonathan Jaksoy, he'll be out of Denmark at the left forward. Right side, Daniil Korobenkov in Centennial, Colorado. And then Jacob Chevalier-Alexander out of Quebec at left defense. On the other side of the coin, the Express, they are started by Eli Underhill, followed up by Braden Achota, Kayla Birch. I believe it will be Preston Lundbohm out there as well, and Bryce Millington. So, opening puck drop goes one full side of the length of ice to the other. Held in as Rapids trying to get another fast start. Nelson sends it to the circle. Allstrand skating around, looking for an avenue to go with the puck, sends it back behind the goal where Jaksoy is. Trying to clear it out, the Express, as they're looking to get a little bit faster start than they did last night in terms of getting a substantial lead, even though they did score just seconds into the game, and they tried it there. And that was a big pad save by Shaw, 19-17 into, or left in this period, I should say, as Rapids wearing their blue sweaters, breezers, and socks with green and white trim. And the Express wearing white sweaters, black breezers, and white socks with blue and black trim. Black numbers on the back for the Express as well. As they are going from my right to the left, Rapids going from my left to the right as I look at it. Express gather the puck deep in their own zone after that faceoff. That was to the glove side of Shaw. Big collision on the ice right in front of us as down went Gabriel Sorensen. No penalties as they're letting him play physical from the get-go. And there is an offsides being whistled. I believe it's offsides. Nope, interference. Interference being called against Wisconsin Rapids, which is a position they don't necessarily want to be in. Starting up here against Mikhail Ilyin, as the Express will get a start on the power play just about a minute into the game. So a minute 11 into the game, and the Express, they are on the power play. They had two power play goals last night, So that is something Rapids obviously has to be very cognizant of heading through the rest of tonight. Even though Rapids did have success on the power play as well, just proving that special teams are just, in fact, that special. As Rapids is able to ice the puck down the length of the ice. And because they are trying to kill the penalty, there is no icing called as Express try to bring the puck up into the zone. Birch at the circle. He had a hat trick last night. Shot deflected up in the netting. And the whistle, 18:08. So what's this key for Wisconsin Rapids? As I mentioned before, Express, they've had success on the power play, and Rapids has usually been pretty tough on the penalty kill, but they allowed two goals last night. What's going to be the key to that?
Yeah, I think the goal is to keep the dangers out of the slot. There's some very dangerous players on this Express team, including Birch and Millington, and they like to get right into the slot to get those dirty goals, like I was saying earlier.
Yep, and right there, Tumbrink, he had an opportunity. He sent a laser from the circle right into the glove of Shaw off the faceoff. And we will have another stoppage with another faceoff to the blocker side of Shaw, his right side. 17:56 left to go in the period. Minute 7 left to go in the skater advantage for the Express. Tied up in the circle, comes out loose. And Nelson trying to send it out deep. And he sends it into the penalty box of the Express. And I saw that go in the air. I didn't know where it went, so I turned and covered my head because I didn't want to hurt the puck. So we got another face-off, same circle, same side. 1 minute left in the skater advantage for the Express. They win it, send it out to the high slot, then to the point. Humbrink skating in, back, shot, send in, shot, and a goal! There is a goal on the power play, their third of the weekend, and the Express, they take the 1-0 lead on a shot from the point from Underhill. Time of the goal should be 2:21. We'll wait the assists. That was a good shot. Went right under the crossbar. That's kind of a tough one to stop.
Potentially moving screen there too, I think. Might have blocked Shaw's vision of the puck there.
Well, whether they did or didn't, they got the 1-0 lead over Rapids. Yes. Underhill from Tumbrink and Lundbaum. That time of the goal, 2:21, and that's the Express up over Rapids, 1-0. Again, Rapids a little bit of a slow start. You've seen that a couple times this season, at least on the home ice, as Rapids trying to answer back, and big shot, short angle, bouncing in the slot by Williams. Another shot down low, as to no avail, nothing in the back of the net, as Freshwater holding the water so far. Loose puck on the doorstep. Byman gets knocked down. He's trying to move the puck through, and that's picked up as the Express, but Rapids has it back at neutral ice as Duke skates it back in. Rapids line change, laser wrister covered up and gloved by Freshwater. And we got the stoppage with the whistle. 16:39 to go in the period. Rapids trailing 1-0 to the Express. Will be a faceoff coming to the right side, the blocker side, Freshwater. That will be Diamond and Montilla. And there is going to be another penalty coming up against Rapids as a stick went flying up in the air. Very undisciplined to this point by Rapids. As power play coming, number 2 for the Express, as Rapids trying to touch the puck up. They being the Express pulled the goalie for an extra attacker, and there you go. You got the stoppage as the whistle is blown, and we've got Aiden Walsh going in for another interference. So back-to-back interference penalties for Rapids. Back-to-back power plays for the Express. Is, boy, Rapids gonna have to clean up that play a little bit. As 3:48 time of the penalty.
I think if there's anything we learned from the past two nights is that the Express can really punish on that power play. So I think, like you're saying, the Rapids need to clean up their game and stay out of the box.
I think that'll be a point of emphasis from Coach Paul between periods, especially if another goal goes in. But there's still plenty of time to happen as Rapids clears the puck down to the opposite end. A minute and a half left on the skater advantage. 15:40 left to go in the period. Express bringing the puck back up the zone and cleared out again by Noah Diamond. So the Express got to rebuild again as they go for a line change, as well as Rapids, as standing behind the goal is Damian Calzada. Rapids picks a pocket, but can't quite hold on to the puck. And now we got Hauling bringing it up into the zone. There's offside, so they get to bring it back out. Neutral ice, 15:09 left to go in the period. 56 seconds left to go in the skater advantage. So Rapids doing a little bit better on the penalty kill this time, because I think they were reminded rather quickly just how potent the Express are.
Yeah, for sure. Just doing a good job of keeping out of the zone in general, I think, for the past minute here. And hoping they can do that for the next minute as well.
Keeping things disjointed, that'll be key, as they have continued to do so. Loose puck when Rapids tried to clear it. They do. So regroup here again for the Express. Calzada dumps it down. Shaw had a little bit of a deflection into the corner. 30 seconds left to go in the skater advantage for the Express, as Rapids clears it yet again. Giving chase was Jacques Soy as he's trying to send the puck into his offensive zone. They give up on that as he goes for a change. And we got 20 seconds left to go in the power play. 14 and a half to go in the period. Express up 1-0 over Rapids as puck sent around the boards in front of the beer garden. Turnover, nearly turned over, as Alexander brings the puck up in the zone. Chevy Alexander tried to get there, tried a nice little chip shot on the corner of the slot, or in the corner of the crease, excuse me, as now the power play is over. 14:04 left to go in the frame. Both teams full strength. Rapids negated that power play opportunity for the Express. Puck sent up, neutral ice, and there will be a whistle, or an icing. They hit the whistle at 13:51 left in the period. Again, the Express up 1-0 over Rapids. So 50% so far tonight on the power play for the Express. Two chances, one goal. Rapids is able to kill it. As faceoff that came to the glove side of Shaw's left side, and that was sent wide on initial shot off the faceoff. Rapids caught on their heels a little bit as Ruffalo tried to get through the defense, got the puck through, he couldn't get there. Sent a nice pass to himself between the legs of his opponent. Coming up the other way quickly now is Millington, as he's coming up close and tried to backhand from Lundbaum back through to the far post. Shaw was able to keep it out of the goal. Now picked up again by Rapids as they touch up the puck. And another icing, 13:15 to go in the first period. Rapids still trailing 1-0. That's the one thing that's showing me Rapids maybe caught a little flat-footed is all the icings that they're having, because they're losing control, or they maybe not losing control of play, but they're caught having to defend more than attack.
Yeah, I think structurally, the Rapids are just going to need to clean some things up. Maybe, like you're saying, they're flat-footed. I think there's just, they need to dial it back a little bit, I think. We're trying to do too much here, and if we're able to simplify things, those breakouts will be a lot cleaner.
Rapids is able to block one shot coming in. Calzada took a shot from just inside the blue line, and that was turned away by the defense, and then another shot from the circle sent in by Millington. That was turned up into the netting. Now there's some talking and pushing by Hauling and Fletcher. So a little bit of talking now, both teams really starting to get into it now, that as much as I said earlier, they're going to let their styles of play talk and just the physicality and being good teams, that gets to a point, you might see some pushing, shoving, some pleasantries exchange. It's an emotional game, and both teams really want this win. Some could say, hey, Mike, it's not even not even November and they're acting like this. Well, games mean a lot in this league as Express had the puck down in the slot and they had it again. Alexander couldn't get a clean shot off. And now it's picked up by Welsh. Welsh and Ryan, back to Welsh. He couldn't chip it in. Welsh had a nice opportunity, nice save by Freshwater as the Express trying to get back out of the zone. Held in by Welsh, chipped back down. Ryan has it from the circle, and that's gonna be Byman, excuse me, as that is gloved by Freshwater for a whistle. 12:18 to go in the period, and there'll be a faceoff coming to the blocker side of Freshwater as Rapids goes for a line change. So the Rapids getting back on the offensive side of the attack as Diamond versus Alexander in the faceoff, controlled by the Express, centered around the boards. Will be able to try to hold it in, but Diamond got there first. Back pass through the slot. Ilian couldn't get there. Tries to send it back around the boards, tied up in the corner. As Alexander trying to get the puck back out. Held up by, I believe that was Thames. Sent back down. Ilian racing for it by Strachota. He is able to get there first by Mantilla. Boldick back possession by his own blue line. Up ahead, Ilian breaks into the zone. Gets pushed off the puck. Good collision on the other side. Right back up, pops Ilian. Shane crossways to Boldick. He lobs it in. Good way to get it down through the ice as Rapids trying to battle for it and hold possession. Very physical approach to this game to start off with by the Express, and that may have caught Rapids a little off balance, but Rapids now starting to establish some possession. WAA Alexander shot low away from the goal, tied up in the corner by the beer garden. Back around to the other side as Diamond sends it in, and it's covered up by Freshwater. Got the whistle at 11:05 as there's some pushing as Schrader had issues with Noah Diamond for something, and the officials getting in there, keeping them separated. That's what's going to happen in this game is faceoff coming again to the blocker side of Freshwater as Preston Lundbohm going up against Jonathan Yaksoy. Puck sent below the goal. A couple players go down in the corner. Shot sent in wide of the mark by Yaksoy. Express coming up. Thames sends it back down behind the Rapids goal. Allstrand was not able to intercept that puck. Defense got it, tipped up into the netting. As Yaksoy's a little gingerly after he got hit with that laser coming from the blue line. We got the whistle, 10:45 to go in the period. Rapids trailing 1-0 to the Express. Face off in the Rapids zone. Glove side of Shaw's. The puck comes all the way down as there was a touch. No icing being waved. That's all right with me. Robinkov was in the mix of that. Now it's a 2-on-1 for the Express. Lundbohm dropped pass to Thames, and he was very upset. There's a clear word on he said, but cannot say it for the FCC. Express starting to regroup, using some good speed along with their physicality, and they get the puck dumped down deep. That was a good opportunity there for the Express, but one missed pass, that was the end of it. That's no icing being called again. Underhill gets there first. Sent around on the boards. Williams looking to hit Duke, but Byman is there behind the goal. Looking for a collision in the beer garden. Lucky no trip was called, letting them play at this moment. Byman behind the goal, centering, high slot. Ryan, bouncing puck, turned wide by the defense. Defense doing a good job getting to the pucks before they even get to Freshwater. Olivia Bildick down below us. Byman hits it up into the zone. Backhand to the slot. That was calmly collected by Strachota as the puck bounces back into the Express zone. Humbrink, backhand pass to Holling. Holling up ahead to Miskevich. Big collision in the corner by Bildick and Miskevich. Puck bounces back along the far side. Duke can't hold it cleanly. High up in the corner, Duke up ahead, Boldick, and that goes out to neutral ice. 9 minutes to go in the period. Express still holding a 1-0 advantage over the River Kings. at Southwood County Recreation Center. Nice, another nice crowd on hand with all the things for Halloween and fall going on this weekend. A lot of things going on. Duchesne took the puck behind the Rapids goal. Bullock, he lifts it up, neutral ice. No icing will be called, is right there with Sorensen for the Express. Puck stays behind the goal, now set up. Natus, backhanded. Duchesne sends it right back down. 8.5 to go in the period. Rapids down 1-0. Rapids still trying to hold the zone. They do not. Trying to send it up ahead. Dumped it down into the Rapids end. Nelson's there to pick it up as Rapids trying to mount another attack. Puck comes back around. Alexander tries to center it. Right there is an opportunity, but no avails. They cannot hold on the puck. Rapids on a 3-2 advantage. Diamond, Ilian, drop to Ilian. Shot, wrister, turned away by Freshwater. As Ruffalo's there to Ilian, tried to back down to Diamond, and it is cleared back out. Big collision on the other side as Nelson went for the hit, and he delivered a good one, but he was the one that fell to the ice. Trader sends it down into the other end. Rapids trying to get there first. Shot, point blank, turned away by Shaw. That was a point blank opportunity for Kyle Lamentia. Shaw was there, however, as the puck coming back up, neutral ice, hits Allstrand in the skate, and now it's Korobenkinikov, brings it up, skating around, pinned up against the boards on the near side. Chevy Alexander has to pass it back to Yaksoy, brings it up to Nelson, then dumped in by Allstrand. Allstrand sends it in, this big collision, hip check, right, rubs Hauling off the puck, and the puck's out by the blue line now. Chevy Alexander trying to get through the defense. Loose puck, Allstrand, high slot, shot, way wide of the mark. We got under 7 minutes to go in this first period. Shots even, six apiece, as Rapids breaks into the zone. Korobenkinikov skating in, shot, wide of the mark. That was a heck of a laser wrister, but to no avail. Rapids trying to dump it back down. It's Fletcher. Puck on the far side, trying to break up into the zone, and he does. Sends it back down below the goal, played by Freshwater. Now the puck held in. Higgins touched it off his hand into the bench inadvertently. So neutral ice faceoff coming up. 6:20 to go in the frame. Rapids trailing 1-0 to the Express. Play's kind of settled down a little bit.
Yeah, I think just like I was saying, the Rapids have sort of simplified their game a little bit. They're not trying to do too much, and it's making those zone exits and zone entries a lot smoother. And I think they'll find a lot more success in this game if they continue that pattern.
Ryan has a puck whistled for offsides as Rapids starting to break into the zone. So another neutral ice faceoff. As still 6:12 to go in the frame. Faceoff Lundbohm against Ryan. Puck comes out. Higgins has it for the River Kings. Sends it around the boards. Then back by the Express. Comes up neutral ice. Ryan having to run back for it. He loses an edge. Held up by the River Kings and sent back to neutral ice. Puck being played physically now. It's Tumbrink brings it back down around where Byman gets there first for Rapids. Tied up in the corner. Diamond has it up ahead to Fletcher. Fletcher trying to lift it up ahead past the boards. And they do. Aslama picking it up for the Express. Diamond, Ilian on the far side, tried to grab it out of midair. Was Fletcher. He could not hold on to it. It was Ruffalo. Back pass to Ilian. Now it's a race for it. Rayani and Ilian battling down low behind the goal, spinning around. Coming back, dump pass back to Diamond, who delivers a heck of a hit behind the goal. Sent out right on the doorstep, bouncing puck, tic-tac-toe, and bouncing in the air. Buldick trying to get the puck back down for another opportunity for Rapids. Rapids has to regroup out neutral ice. Duchesne up to Diamond. Diamond getting some speed, getting around people. High shot opportunity. Hit Freshwater in the mask, got pumped back. Buldick at the pump, at the blue line. Buldick
point-blank shot, swallowed up, and Freshwater's right on top of the puck. He didn't know where it was. He was fortunate enough just to fall on it and spin around, and then the whistle. No goal. Well, there's a good save on his part. Heads-up play on his part. 4:41 left to go in the period. Express still up 1-0. That was you as a goalie. When you can't find it, just try to sit still and don't go below the goal line, right?
Yeah, those are scary plays, you know. Don't know where the puck is. If you stay still, maybe it's loose and it gets banged in. If you start moving around, maybe you had it and you put it in yourself, you know.
Well, that's doing all that after getting bumped right in the helmet right after that point-blank shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Shelby Alexander, so that's got some cobwebs knocked loose because that's never a fun situation there. His face-off was to the glove side of Freshwater. Rapids trying to gain possession of the puck. Allstrand in the far corner, gets bumped off the puck. Doc Soy tried to send it to the slot. That got deflected. He's still in front of the beer garden. Sent it up to Korobankov. Behind the goal, backhand opportunity. Not working there. Boldek has nowhere to go with it. Sent back around, went to go to Doc Soy. He couldn't get there. Now puck sent up neutral ice. 4 minutes to play. As players go tumbling down, as there is a penalty called. It'll be against the Express this time. Allstrand pinned up against the boards, touched up by the Express. So first power play opportunity for Rapids coming up.
That'll be the third interference call of the game, it looks like.
Good call on that as going to the box is Gatiss. Again, doing the best I can with the pronunciations. They're all still fairly new on both sides. So, if I mispronounce a name, it's not intentional. .1608 time of the penalty. Rapids on their first power play of the game. Working the far side, near side, Allstrand, back high slot, Daxoy, Allstrand at the circle. Down low, Diamond, sorry, skate in, shot to goal! There's a hole in your goalie, Express, and Rapids ties it up, 1-1. Ilian with the goal. We'll await the assist, but time of the goal. Boy, that was a quick one on that power play. As we'll have 16:28, so 20 seconds elapsed on that power play. And again, Rapids scores a power play goal, just like the Express. So you gotta be feeling pretty good, because what trouble you're having on a power play kill or penalty kill, they're having them too.
Yeah, yeah. And it's nice that Rapids power play unit, they all trust each other. They know where everyone's supposed to be all the time. Diamond with a great centering pass to Ilian there, just because they know exactly what's going through each other's minds. It's very cool to watch.
Waiting the official assist to be made, as tied up right in front of the Rapids bench. 10th goal of the year, Mikhail Ilian. An assist to Noah Diamond. And 9, Felix Allstrand. So there you have it. Ilian from Diamond and Allstrand. Time of the goal, 16:28. And we're at a 1-1 hockey game with under 3 minutes to go. Diamond sends a puck back towards the Express blue line for neutral ice. Puck still loose. Diamond picks it up. 2-on-1, 3-on-1 is Ilian. Got the puck poke checked away right in the slot. That would have been tough for Freshwater, but he's a good goalie and he could be up to the task any moment. Lundbohm brings the puck back up into the zone. He stops. Birch shot right into the belly of Shaw. 2:26 left to go in the first period. 1-1 hockey game. Last year for Rapids, there was a really good line. Marcus Anderson, Felix Allstrand, Obstfelder, they used to call them the Eurolynx. They're all Scandinavian countries. These guys here, between Ilian, Diamond, and Allstrand, they all played with each other last year, so that familiarity, that's obviously a key aspect for the River Kings.
Yes, for sure.
His face-off was to the Walker side of Shaw.
sent wide on a shot by Sorensen, and now we've got a whistle as a save made by Shaw. Official skating in to keep some guys apart. Just some talking, some kind of smiling. Smart comments, I'm sure. As faceoff coming blocker side of Shaw. Faceoff, still fighting over it. Nice hit down low. This puck comes up neutral ice. Achota with the puck, trying to send it up to Birch. He misses that as Duke tries to send it up off the boards. Touched up by Williams. Puck along the far side boards. Duke brings it up into the blue line. Skips around a defender. Comes around. They'd almost call that a Euro step in basketball. As puck comes out to the blue line. Rapids is trying to hold it in the zone. They do. Big collision by Birch and Duke at the blue line. Birch, or Duke, gets right back up and gets in the face of another Express player, Millington. Puck, though, does come back and back to the Rapids goal. Big hit. Express player slow to get up as Ryan sends it down deep for a line change. Slow to get up, Captain Birch. As puck stays up at neutral ice, Olivia Bildick cross ice to Shane. Shane sends it up. Diamond, he's going to get behind his defenseman as puck got tied up in the skates of Daniel Olson. First time I've been able to call Olson's name this weekend. Is starting to go for that bench with a minute left in the period. Game tied, 1-1. Diamond chips it back in the zone, 2-1. As Ruffalo can't get a full stick on it. That was a little too much of a lead. But right in the slot, Ilian can't get it on there either as Duchesne just holds the zone, sends it behind the goal. Diamond, drop pass right in the slot, nobody home. Goes all the way down, played up by Shaw. Shaw to Duchesne, 36 seconds to go in the period. Diamond can't hold it in at neutral ice. Duchesne's got to get there. Mattia battling for it. Now it's sent back up. Ilian chasing, going up against Sorensen. Buldick with the puck, dumps it down. Ilian on sides. 18 seconds to go in the period. Express looking for one last little push here. See, we saw last night they will score it short time. 10 seconds to go. Rapids has to be ready for it. Puck sent around the boards. Held in. Shot. Sent in, but going to be nothing doing as here comes the horn. There's the horn, and we have played 20 minutes in this one through one period where Rapids and Northwest are tied 1-1. Express got the scoring started on the power play at 2:21.
Yes.
Eli Underhill, he lit the lamp again at 2:21. Assist coming to Brett Tumbrink and to Preston Lundbohm. But Rapids, they answered up on a power play goal of their own at 16:28 when Mikhail Ilian got the goal with assist to Noah Diamond and Felix Allstrand. Three penalties in the period, two for Rapids, one for the Express, whereas Ryland Freshwater, he has stopped 10 of 11 shots, and Deacon Shaw has stopped 5 of 6. So we're going to get a new sheet of ice. Going to listen to some music here, and we'll be back in about 17 minutes here on Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, Black Bear TV, and 105.5 FM WIRI.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 WIRI is proudly brought to you by Rapids Transmission, Econ Electric Inc., Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all gonna hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
Hours got me going out my mind. Dallas dropped another game in overtime. Caught a ticket speeding down to 65 and nowhere. I'm going. Guess I really went and messed it up again. Now my baby's goner than the Tulsa wind. Judging by the stone sober state I'm in, need to crack one wide open. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, and y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, hey, sliding over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Stop until the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, slide on over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink. Hey, somebody pour me a drink.
drink. I'm on it, buddy. Pour me a drink.
WIRI, on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Thank you. trail
stays in a small town.
Oh yeah.
And classics for all of Central Wisconsin. You've got them right here on 105.5 WIRI.
Inflatable pool full of Dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere, and so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank, with all my friends, a big old rope tied to a limb. And you're a big old wuss if you don't jump in the water. Yeah, when that summer sun beach on spring break, 18 girls up on stage, the white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. A pair of shades, an ice cold beer, and a place to sit somewhere near water.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
We're back here. Still at the end of this first intermission. Wisconsin Rapids and Sullivan County Recreation Center, where Rapids and the Northwest Express skated to a 1-1 tie through 20 minutes. Express, Eli Underhill got it started on the scoring, 2:21 power play goal. But Rapids answered the power play goal of their own at 16:28 by Mikhail Ilian. That's why we're sitting at 1-1. Rapids out shooting the Express 11-6 as Ryland Freshwater has stopped 11 of 10 shots faced. Deacon Shaw 5 of 6. And we're underway. Rapids going from my right to the left and the Express going from my left to the right. As I'm sure between periods there was a healthy and hefty conversation on both sides about staying out of the box and playing even hockey. As we're joined up here, first time this season, by Liam O'Connor. I mean, that's got to be pretty much the standard story there.
Yeah, just staying out of the box, I think, is the key against this team. If we can stay even strength, or better yet, on the power play against them, I think we will find ourselves having a lot more success like we did in the second half of that first period.
And I'm sure that's the same message that the Express are saying. We'll accept it would be the first half of that first period.
Yeah, exactly.
As both teams really making each other pay for their miscues as we have played a minute into it. And a shot from the blue line from Olsen, and it's right in the chest of Shaw. 19:02 remaining in the second period, still 1-1. Now, it was a nice fall day in Wisconsin Rapids, a little cloudy. Didn't get as much done as I should have, but that's a daily occurrence and a me problem. Reflects on me. Going for a face-off. The glove side of Shaw sent in, stopped by the defense in front. Tumbrink and Boldick, they were in there. As cleared out neutral ice. Ruffalo couldn't quite pick up at neutral ice. Puck sent back down. Duchesne and Boldick back behind the goal. Set up, Ilian chips it up. Neutral ice, Ruffalo. Mateo Ruffalo and Diamond. Noah Diamond brings up far side. He's crashing towards the net. Skates around. Goes back to the circle, out to the blue line, could not get it. This is Duchesne. Caleb goes back to the defensive side, pass around the goal. As Express trying to get a possession of it. Stopped right when there was someone going right through the slot. Picked up by Ruffalo. Ilian brings it up, pass to Ruffalo. Turned aside by Freshwater. This puck comes back out, neutral ice. Boldick up to Ilian. Back on sides as Rapids sends it opposing corner. Riley Williams there first, sent in. Bouncing puck. They crossed up Freshwater. Couldn't get it to fall as Ilian with the puck. Back out to blue line. Held in by Boldick. He couldn't get a hard shot on as that was turned away by the defense. Good defensive play by the Express. Express trying to get a line change. Duchesne had a puck deflected up. Going for Boldick. Ilian dumps it down. Williams chasing it down. Ryan back down in there as well. Miskevich sends it back around in front of the Rapids bench. Now trying to break out. This is Express. Alexander being pushed to the side. Shot sharp angled off the leg pad of Shaw. Fletcher trying to backhand the puck back out. Sent back down. Nearly a redirect right at about 10 feet out. And that's covered on by Shaw. Get a whistle. 17-17 to go in the second period. Still 1-1 in the hockey game. You're going to have a face-off coming. Blocker side, the right side of Shaw. There you have it, controlled by the Express. Held in, shuffled aside right in front of the beer garden by the stick of Shaw. Puck caught up by the blue line, and now there's a little bit of a rush for Rapids. Williams gets around the defense. Byman, he couldn't hold on to it. As Ryan and Byman back out there holding the blue line is Duke and Fletcher. Rapids trying to use some of their depth here in this portion of the game, get some of their big skaters a little bit of a breather. Fletcher sends it back down. Byman behind the goal. A bouncing puck in the slot. And there will be a hand pass being whistled. And NOAA officials are very adamant there was a hand pass. Both teams going to be changing it up on the lines. And we'll have a face-off
coming down into the express zone, the glove side of Freshwater, 16:37 to go. Second period, 1-1 hockey game. Puck sent round the boards. Libby Alexander, he's at the blue line. Nice hit by Welsh. As puck comes back out, neutral ice to Nelson. Diamond, Avery Black, he's out there. Puck sent back down. Nelson has it skating backwards behind his goal. Up ahead to Welsh, chips it up to neutral zone. Excuse me, as Black tries to get the puck. Puck bouncing in the express zone. Bounce back out. Chevy Alexander, he's got to send it down. Gets caught up in the skates of the express. Now comes back out, neutral ice. Puck comes skating harmlessly in front of the beer garden. Battling in that corner area. Neither team able to get the puck loose. Officials just stand there watching, and now they stop. They blow the play dead. As players are just kind of laughing. I don't know what happened, if it just popped up against the boards or what, but everybody was kind of laughing, and now they get a neutral ice faceoff. 15:46 remaining. No, not neutral ice, as that comes back out into the Rapids end. Officials started skating out that way, and then they go back, and now we've got a faceoff victory by the Express. Quick shot by Birch, turned away by Shaw. 15:41 to go, second period, 1-1 hockey game. Johnson Jacksoy sends a puck back up. Torbenkikov unable to hold it up, but the puck comes down into the defensive zone of the Express. Nice collision on the far boards. Touched up, however, as Shaw just leaves it for Duchesne. Rapids trying to break the puck out of the zone. They do. Felix Allstrand with it. Near side. Blanked by Buldick. Centering attempt. A little too much traffic there. And the Express back the other way. Birch getting there. Same time as Duchesne. Duchesne sends it back to the quarter for Allstrand. Express trying to get into a firing position. As puck slides out through the zone. Back to neutral ice, where they will have to regroup. 14:48 to go in the second period. 1-1 hockey game. As Alexander couldn't hold on to a pass or been a one-on-one. Puck neutral ice, then sent back all the way down around the boards by Skatus. Express, near side, try to center. Defense was there. Shot right into the glove of Shaw. 14:29. To go, second period. Faceoff coming to the glove side of Shaw, his left side. Both teams getting quality opportunities, but goaltending, very strong.
I think there's no question. There's a lot of talent between the pipes of both ends in Shaw, as well as Freshwater. It's going to be another goalie battle, just like it was last night.
Two of the top goalies in the North Division last year doing battle. As it's always fun to see these two teams go after it. Another shot, Strachota right in the glove of Shaw. Another whistle, 14:13 to go. As the Express starting to build a little bit of a shot advantage, 19-12 in that, but only one has gone through, so they're really trying to pull a page out of the Rapids playbook. Well, any hockey team's playbook of firing shots, something's gonna fall. And sometimes it's quality over quantity, but sometimes it's the other way around, as Rapids trying to go the quality route, as Ilian breaks up the far side, trying to center it, and he does, out of the reach of Allstrand. That was a close one for one of those quality shots over the quantity. Chip down low, Ilian can't get a stick on the stick. Fletcher in the circle, blue line shot. And it is covered up by Freshwater as Rapids working the puck around, trying to get Freshwater to commit to his side and try to hit him once he's committed. To no avail, as he's seen it the whole way. 13:47 to go in the second period. 1-1 hockey game between the Express and the River Kings. Blocker side faceoff with Diamond and Zachary Holling. Battling at the blue line, a little screened out there, can't see it. Puck comes back below the goal line. Around the boards, Thames lifts the puck up, hauling. 2-2. And that was passed through the slot. Everybody was clear of that. Trying to hit a home run pass, and they do. And Diamond on the doorstep was Nelson, and he couldn't get there. That was a home run pass and a good setup. Just couldn't finish it off. As 13-10 remains in the period, battling in the corner. Screened out a little bit, centering, cross ice to Nelson.